The slurping, slushing sound of rushing air into the small, fragile egg commences. From the bottom of the egg emerges its innards, streaming into the bowl below. All in attendance around the table hold their breath as the egg-blowing process commences. The bulbous apparatus that supports the egg-blowing, instead of the old-fashioned winding process of lips to egg, makes it much more stable and scientific. This is the part of the Pysanky process that is most unnerving. The egg has gone through the entire process of hours-long dyeing and wax application. The egg is almost done, but the process requires the egg to be blown at the end. Sometimes the egg is blown and crack! The egg shatters, leaving the artwork but a fleeting moment on this earth. But many more times than not, the little egg is triumphant. Pysanky is the traditional Ukrainian Easter egg decorating process using a wax-resist method. Beeswax is drawn on the egg using a small hand tool with a tiny funnel on the end that is filled with wax and then held over a small candle flame to melt it. It could be drawn onto an egg. The egg goes through a series of strong dye dips, and between each dip, wax is drawn onto the egg. Whenever wax is applied, the color underneath is preserved through the next dye process. Pysanky, which translated means to write, is an ancient art form tracing back thousands of years, with evidence dating back to the 5th to 3rd millennium BC. Predating the Christian era, the egg was a magical object. Humans could not catch birds easily, birds being seen as the sun gods chosen of creation. But humans could obtain the eggs being a magical source of life. Being half Ukrainian on my mother's side, I was brought up with many Ukrainian traditions, foods, and art forms, one of the most special family traditions being Pysanky. The smell of the heated beeswax brings me back to my days as a toddler in my childhood kitchen, seeing my parents, grandparents, and close friends gather to share in this Easter celebration. As soon as I was able to hold a crayon, I began to learn and have done this every year of my life since. Newsprint is spread out across the dining room table. Mason jars of powerful dyes are arranged across the sideboards from the palest golds, yellows, and pinks to the deepest purples, royal blues, and black. Candle nubs from dinners throughout the year are brought out and used to completion in small candle holders around the table for the decorating process. And beeswax harvested from my beehives is placed center stage with the eggs on the table. At the end of all the decorating, the eggs are placed together in a bowl to be photographed and admired. It's always fascinating to see how each person's style and form comes through in the handling of this ancient art form. But beyond the tangible result of the art, the time spent together in just simply each other's company is truly what is treasured most.